This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. Lieutenant Colonel Jane Hunter speaks about the impact of Remembrance Day in the Army from her role at the Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst. How important is your faith in your work with the Army?
I think it's one of those things that is probably not hugely overt, but it's the Army has always been very supportive of my faith, of which it is for all people of all faiths and those of none, really. And I suppose it's just from my background. I was brought up in a Church of England background, and it's always been there, really.
And you mentioned that it was quite overt within your working life. Are there opportunities to kind of display it, or are there opportunities to work with it?
Yes, there is. I mean, within every barracks, there's an army padre who's there to support people. It's also that a lot of the work that we do with young junior soldiers and recruits and generally through the year is discuss values and standards. And also the other thing is about dealing with other organisations, so understanding culture. So if you have an understanding of one faith, then that helps you towards an understanding of those of different, very different faiths.
Now, Remembrance must be a very poignant time for you, for your colleagues at Sandhurst, for the whole institution that is the Army. And why is it important that we remember, do you think?
Well, I think it's important for society as a whole, and it's interesting that the British Legion this year has been doing a lot of work on, I think it's called Rethink Remembrance, by recognising the sacrifices of not just those in the past, but the current people at the moment. People, the new generation of veterans. I think for me people within the Army is remembering that our immediate past helps shape our present and future identity. So it's not just about past actions, but what's currently happening so that we don't forget, and about learning for the future. So about moving forward and bringing the life of the past to the future. I think one of the most moving things I'd witnessed recently was on the first day, the celebration of the first day of the Somme. I was travelling from London to York, and I witnessed one of those groups of actors who were dressed as those who'd been killed in the past. And it was hugely silent. And I think it had a huge effect that the people who were playing the parts were actually the same age of those who'd been killed. Mm. And I think it had a real effect on those people who were, who were at the train service at the time. And I think it's just not just the actions, but looking at our surroundings. You know, there's so many statues, pictures, crosses, and much has been done to the war graves and memorials, that have been renovated recently.
Do you think there's a tendency for us to just think of Remembrance Day and everything that goes with it just about the First and possibly the Second World Wars because of the date and the significance of that? And you mentioned about the British Legion's campaign this year. Do you think there's a tendency that we can kind of forget the other things that have happened and are going on at the moment?
I think by having the understanding of the First and Second World War, it sort of reminds people that those issues and wars and things are still constantly happening. So I think it gives the focus for people to learn through history. You know, my children have learnt about stuff about the Second World War and First World War, and I think it gives that basis. But I think it's also more than that. I think it's that remembrance gives a focus on resilience, and it's not just about the physical condition, but our mental and emotional, sort of spiritual well-being. So I think it's important that at least there is a focus on something, and then people can then discuss the current stuff. So, you know, if you think about what's happened in the last 20-odd years with Bosnia, and there was a bit on Sunday about the previous Scottish moderator who was talking about Srebrenica and the events that happened 20 years ago. So I think there is much more of that important role to play about shaping and strengthening the future. So I think it's helpful having the past. And I've just recently returned about 18 months ago from India, where I went and studied the Battle of Kohima, which was where the Japanese got to the furthest part in India. And we did a remembrance service. So it's all about prayer and reconciliation. But actually, the current Roman Catholic Bishop of Kohima has been working closely with the Japanese on reconciliation. And also that the Kohima Education Trust was set up by veterans to support those people of today, of giving people the education opportunities. So I think there is the time and place for the past, and that is really useful to then look at the future events.
Now, during remembrance itself, during the commemorations, what do you specifically remember, or who do you specifically remember?
I think that's really, really difficult, because I think it's just remembering everybody. And I think what was interesting about the prayer that's been sent out for the Church of England is it's not just those who fought, but also families. And I think, yes, I can think about a great uncle of mine who'd been killed in the Second World War, who never knew his son. I'm just one of the many, but it's also remembering the families of all those who've served, because, they've paid a price for, if they've had people killed or injured. So it's remembering all those that are caught up in warfare, whether it's in the past or current.
And finally, on Remembrance Day, where are you going to be?
I will be at Sandhurst here, at the chapel, where, of course, there will be the remembrance service. And it's also remembering those, both in past wars and also current, of the lives that young officer cadets over time have given towards the service of the armed forces. I think within society, you asked about where will I be on Remembrance Day. I think it's remembering that there are a lot of people who will be understanding what's going on or thinking about this in their own small ways. So I think it's those small acts of remembrance that support the reconciliation, which needs us to remind us of fresh starts, of looking forward and not just of looking back. So having that wisdom of taking the knowledge we've learnt and taking the wisdom to learn from the past to make a difference now.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.